Good morning. I think we spent about half a morning, you know, where we described about the function, the features, and of course from Microsoft views and the community views. What we want to do here is this morning we also want to take a different view, a customer's view, you know, how they adopt, how they tested the Windows Server 2016 into the environment. And today we are glad to have opportunity to have a conversation with Encik Rasuddin, technology and system manager from RPID Education Group, Jeffrey Koh, sales director for Sinjuru Technology. What we want to do here is we just wanted to have a conversation to understand when they test this particular platform, you know, what are the business challenges, you know, that they've gone through, and how this particular product and the features that they tested will address their challenges, and what do they see moving forward into these areas. What I want to do here is I want to probably start with Encik Rasuddin in these areas. Now, Ras, in the short form itself. Now, maybe what you do is you could share with us and the audience what are the current business challenges that you face from the RPID Education Group itself.
Hi, I'm Ras from RPID Education Group. And RPID Education Group, basically, we have two schools. One is known as Asia-Pacific Smart School. The other one is known as Asia-Pacific International School. On top of that, we have two higher education institution. One is known as Asia Pacific University, and the other one known as Asia Pacific Institute of Information of Technology. Now, one of the main challenges, taking care of ICT for this education institution is we have about 20,000 users. Okay, so to manage this user, basically, of course, we need to have a data center. So we have a few data centers, basically. To be precise, we actually have three data center, okay, and one data recovery center, basically. Now, one of the most challenging is the cost to operate this data center. So when you talk about cost, it's not only about the hardware itself, it also involves licensing, you know, people to maintain, and so on. And being in the education industry, students nowadays, the way they learn is totally different. In fact, the way they communicate with their friends is different. Those days, during our time, when we want to communicate with, you know, with our friend, our classmate, and so on, we just use a text, SMS, okay? But nowadays, this Z generation, they don't use text anymore. They actually use graphic to communicate. They use video, basically, to communicate. And the same thing goes to the way they learn, basically. They prefer to have a video, and they prefer to learn from anywhere, basically. So another challenge, basically, is to retain, how we can retain our students, basically, and increase population, which their expectation keep, their expectation keep getting higher and higher. Of course, another challenge is basically how we can actually provide agility digital service. That means there will be some situation where our data center cannot cater it. So, what is the solution out there? We can, you know, transfer these services, basically. Okay.
Thank you for your information. Now, with the 2016 that's available, you know, we know that basically together with you, working together with you and your team, you have basically tested some of the features of 2016 function and features. Could you share with us how does the testing, which are the workload that you tested in your experience together with your team supporting potentially RPID Group itself?
Yeah. First of all, I would like to say thank you to Noel because Noel is the a person actually introduced me to this new Windows Server 2016. Now, one of the challenges in data center is storage, basically. You have to understand that in the UNC environment, as I said before, the way the students learn nowadays, they are not learning from text. They're learning from videos. So we have this video capturing where lectures, session will be captured and stored in our system, basically, in their learning system. So to hold this data, basically, we keep increasing the storage. So when we increase the storage, it requires us to invest on sand. And to invest on sand, when you buy sand in a data center, you are not only buying one sand. You have to buy another sand for your data recovery center, basically. So that involves a lot of costs. And of course, licenses and so on. Now, another challenge is basically the one I've mentioned to you just now, the student demand, the student expectation. Students prefer to learn from anywhere, basically. They want to learn in the lab, they want to learn in the canteen, cafeteria, and so on. So they want to be able to access software, application from their iPad, example, from their Surface, example. Okay. So those days, during our time, when you want to learn, develop software, example, when you want to do programming, you'll go to the ICT lab. But nowadays, as students, they don't want to do that, basically. They prefer to do it from their machine, which they bring their own devices. Okay. And of course, in a UC environment, okay, sometime we will have a peak duration. Now, what this means is, we notice that 1 week before exam, some of our servers will be spiked. And it doesn't make sense for us to invest or create another cloud, basically. We do have our own private cloud, but it doesn't make sense for us to set up another private cloud just to cater this requirement that only lasts for a week or 2 weeks, basically. Okay. So one day, Noel came to my office and started talking about Windows Server 2016, and he was telling me about this thing, basically. Mm-hmm. Now, which I want to share with you. Now, first, the storageification. Now, this wording used by my team, basically. The good thing being in a UC environment, you know, you can select smart people to work with you. Okay. So one of the solutions that we look at basically is storageification. So what does it mean is, by using Windows Server 2016, I don't have to buy SANs anymore. Okay. What I can do basically, I can use existing servers, just pumps hard disk. You just put as much hard disk as possible and use this solution called Microsoft Storage Space Direct, which allow you to combine multiple storage, not only from one server, okay, from multiple servers basically become one volume, one storage basically. Which previously, in order for me to do that, I need to use SAN, but now I don't have to do that. Okay, so I was so excited when Noel told me about that. At the same time, I asked Noel, I mean, we have a business continuity requirement, BCP basically. Of course, whatever data that we have at our data center must be replicated to our data recovery center. Previously, in order for us to achieve that, what we have basically, we have a SAN at the primary data center and at the operation data center. Then all data will be replicated to our DR center every 5 minutes. Okay, so as I mentioned before, it's not when we buy SANs, okay, we have to buy not only one, but two. But by using Microsoft Windows 2016, it's allowed me to use Microsoft Storage Replica. Now, what does it mean, basically? It allows me to use all the storage, okay? And I can actually replica to another storage, but not necessarily must be SAN. You can actually use any storage, basically. It could be NAS and so on. So this basically allows me to optimize my resources at the DR, basically. Okay, and of course, the other one is a visual densification. In other words, it's a VDI, basically. Windows Server 2012, it comes with VDI. But the thing is, in the UC environment, we have a courses where it requires students to use high-end graphic application, such as all the Adobe, AutoCAD, and a few other applications. So they need to do rendering, including game development, basically. Now, in Windows Server 2012, you can still do VDI, but unfortunately, you cannot take advantage of native features of GPU card. In order for you to do rendering fast, you need a GPU card, basically, graphic card. You can do that in Windows Server 2012. It has limitation on that. But in Windows Server 2016, if you have GPU on the server, you can actually take advantage of native features of the physical card, basically. So you can actually allocate memory from, you know, GPU and so on. So this is very nice, which previously only available on another platform. And this one. Then, of course, the other one is cloudification. In a UC environment, you are not busy all the time, basically. Sometime, 1 week, normally 1 week before the exam, students will start busy accessing our VLE system. So there's the time that our server will be spiked. In the previous Windows Server 2012, if I want to move this to Azure, it's going to be very challenging, basically. I need to do a lot of, you know, tuning and so on. But the beauty part about Windows Server 2016, it has this hybrid cloud, which allow me to just, you know, I can just transfer to the Azure just like that, basically, which I believe one of the session, you know, the presenter will demo to you. So these features allow me to transfer some server, some services or digital services which cannot be catered at my data center. So I can just move to Microsoft Azure, let it running for probably a week. Then after that, I can move back to the to my data center. And not only that, since Microsoft Azure Hybrid come with some additional features, it allow us to use our existing Windows Server license, okay, port to the Microsoft Azure. So by doing that, we don't have to spend on additional license at Azure, basically. So this is how we do it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Encik Rasuddin, on your insight. Really appreciate from that. Encik Rasuddin, Technology and System Manager for RPE Education Group. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to shift to a different experience of customer adoption and customer testing on the Windows Server platform. I'm going to introduce you Jeffrey Koh, Sales Director for Shinjuru Technology. Jeffrey, thanks for the time opportunity. Can you share with us some of your business challenge that you are facing in Shinjuru? Sure. And basically, what was the solution that your team have tested on the Windows 2016 platform itself?
Okay, sure. Thanks for inviting us here. Russ, apart from moving on to Azure, you can also move to a local service provider. Okay, just to give you an introduction of Shinjuru. Basically, we are a local hoster. And we are 100% local, contrary to what people think. We are not Japanese, right? We started off our business about 16 years ago. And basically, we started as reselling infrastructure from service provider in the US. We slowly built our value chain. We started to build our own data centers. We started to build our own team. And we started to have a help desk team that runs 24/7. So today, we are keeping the lights on for more than 40,000 customers worldwide across two different data centers. Right, sorry, can I just borrow the clicker? So what Shinjuru strives to be is basically a one-stop cloud solution provider. We live off three key values, which is to offer infrastructure that gives our customer peace of mind, okay? To be able to offer strong support team that takes care of our customers. And most importantly is to extend the best customer experience by fine-tuning our help desk processes. So ultimately, what we strive to do is to provide a premium quality service on, I would say, a local service provider's cost perspective, right? So the solution to all this basically is we have a customer-first approach. We drill down to all our staff and tell them that, hey, you know what? Infrastructure is basically given. What makes us different is basically on the services aspect. And we figured out that we have to have a fast-to-resolution approach as well. That's when we integrated live chat services to our our website so that our clients can come to us quickly for problems that probably take a couple of minutes to resolve. This is implemented on top of our existing support channels, basically from phone as well as email. So we also look to bring world-class infrastructure back to Malaysia for our customers here, SMBs or even enterprises. And how we do that is basically to set up a local cloud. Okay, we were actually the first service provider in Malaysia to deploy a local Azure cloud that is based in AIMS data center. That happened about a year plus back. And we've also invested in another set of cloud infrastructure that is also running on Azure in our second data center. Right? So the solution, our team have actually tested Windows Server 2016, and it actually helped our business in multiple ways. Few ways that we think is really important is on the security aspect. So with shielded VMs, as well as the, what's the other word? Shielded VMs and the timing that allows the administrator to offer certain admins a time frame to manage their services. Yeah. That part actually allows us to offer a more secure environment to our clients. So our clients will be able to think, hey, you know what? Whatever that I'm hosted on Shinjiro, the infrastructure is not only scalable, but it's also secure because you have shielded VMs, right? Previously, we can't offer that because of the limitations in 2012. So it also offers us an infrastructure that is more agile. Why is it more agile? It's because with Storage Space Direct, right, we are able to use normal servers, just like Russ mentioned, to increase our storage footprint. So instead of continuously paying a lot of money for storage, we are able to use normal servers to do that and be able to scale and even out to Azure, public Azure in Singapore. So that is the hybrid deployments that we have done, and we are continuously testing it with certain partners, local partners, to do not only hybrid deployments from on-prem to our cloud that is based in Malaysia, but also from our cloud to Azure. So Windows Server 2016 basically allows us to remain competitive in terms of cost and as well as technology, right? And we have to thank Noel personally because he got us on board on the Windows 2016 program, as well as Enfrasys, who actually built the first set of cloud for us, which we were able to basically monetize and continue investing in a new setup.
Okay, right. Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey. So I think basically from this conversation, just wanted to share with you, different perspective, how Windows Server 2016 and System Center 2016 play a role in addressing different segments. And today, basically here is you have a view of the segments from an education point of view, and of course, from a service provider point of view. And we hope that basically this particular insight will continue basically to validate the technology and innovation that we go forward into this platform itself. All right. I know that basically we are going to a break. I will hand over the time to the MC for us to continue. Thank you again for our discussion. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you,
Rasuddin.
Thank you.
All right.